We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, Evan, I don't know if you've seen the video. I imagine you've seen the video. I mean, seems like the world has seen the video. But there's a viral video making the rounds that shows a United Airlines baggage handler kind of guy at Newark Airport getting into a little fracas with former Denver Bronco, now CFL player, Brendan Langley. Have you seen the video?
Rockus.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the video, no.
You got to look. It's awesome. So the United Airlines employee smacks Brendan Langley open hand in the face.
Mm.
So Brendan Langley goes knuckles on him, and he winds up punching him a couple times in the face, in the guy's left eye. He bloodies him up pretty good.
Oh.
The guy falls down staggered. Gets up and slaps him in the face again.
And comes back at him.
And he gets dropped again.
Oh, my.
Okay? And Brendan Langley comes out, and he says, "You want more?" He wants more, everybody. And then he goes, "I don't start bleep. I finish it." And he abuses the guy, right? Brendan Langley just got arrested.
Well, yeah.
Why?
Because he beat the crap out of this guy.
But the guy slapped him in the face first.
Oh, you think that makes it okay?
100%.
Defend yourself. Not by the law, doesn't.
I think it does.
He punched the guy, bloodied him up, and he ended up on that thing that takes the baggage.
Someone took some liberties there, Evan.
What do you mean someone took some liberties?
He doesn't actually go down the back.
I didn't say he goes down it, but he ends up on top of it.
Somebody put a video out there where he winds up in the baggage compartment of a plane.
Yeah, of course he should be arrested, dude.
Yeah, but
he
listen,
beat the crap out of this guy.
If you and I are having words,
yeah,
and I slap you, mm-hmm, so you punch me in the face,
right,
you're not entitled to do that?
I'm not entitled to then beat you up. It's assault.
No,
still is.
But the guy slapped him.
At what point is
he
no
gets
longer
punched? Hold on. After Langley punches him and doesn't knock him out,
mm-hmm,
the guy comes back and slaps him again.
No, I know, which I'm stunned by.
And
by
then
the way,
he gets punched in the eye a couple times.
Well, that's
with a couple rights.
I think that's the issue right there.
Yeah.
At what point is the self-defense over?
I don't know.
Well, like, I think it's after the second punch and blood's coming out of his eye.
Yeah, but the United employee smacks him.
I got to tell you, that United employee is tougher than you and I by a lot.
No, he's dumber than you and
he's
I.
He's dumb, but he also kept going back for more. Dude, you'd be done. Forget me. We all know me. You'd be done after one punch. You would not be bouncing back and asking for more. You know where you'd go?
Yeah.
You'd run.
I'd be on the baggage thing.
Yes.
I hope I get on that plane quick.
Me too.
Now, the fight started because the United employee asked Langley to give up a wheelchair that he had been using to push his luggage, ostensibly for someone who needed a wheelchair.
Kind of seems like the right thing to do.
You would think it is, for sure. So, I guess Langley's like, go F yourself.
That was what led to the whole thing?
You don't hear the entire dialogue of it. But that's apparently the genesis of it. But the United Airlines employee, he got very handy very quickly.
He got very handy, and he also, I don't know if you noticed this, it seemed as if he had a smile on his face
like
the
he was
entire
like, Let's
time.
Go.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted the smoke.
He wanted that smoke, bro.
No doubt about it.
I would not want that smoke. You would not want that smoke.
No, I don't want any smoke.
United employee, he was, like, all about the smoke.
But once the United Airlines employee, pop, smacked him in the face.
Yeah.
Langley's got a right to punch him in the mouth.
At some point, he can't continue to punch him in the mouth.
No, but he really, I mean, to be fair, I thought Langley showed great restraint.
Did he?
I think he did.
He punched him how many times?
He probably connected 4 or 5 times, but 2 for sure when he staggered him and bloodied him and knocked the guy on his ass.
I think only he needed 1 punch. That was it.
But again, so first he throws a couple rights. He hits the guy, but the guy seems like he's all right.
The guy's moving. Did you notice that? He was like kind of ducking out of the way.
He then comes forward, left hand, slap.
Yeah.
And then it's game over.
Why? What does he think's going to happen after that slap?
And why did you slap him? Punch him, right?
A slap is disrespect.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a pimp slap. It was like, I don't know how to fight. Most people don't. So I slap you.
Yeah, but what do you think is going to happen next? Like, are you thinking?
Now you know. Now he knows.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm hightailing it, as are you.
Excuse me?
You're hightailing
it. If I'm who?
The United employee.
Well, I wouldn't have slapped him in the face in the first place.
No, I wouldn't have either, but I mean, I'm not. I give him credit. He kept going back for more, and he showed a lot of toughness.
Now,
I'll tell you.
Here's what's interesting. United Airlines fired the guy because they recognize that the guy was out of bounds.
Right.
So if we all acknowledge that that guy's out of bounds and hit first, why is Langley being arrested?
Yeah.
And he got arrested for simple assault.
Well, I mean, it was kind of simple assault.
Yeah, but he's defending himself. Doesn't a man have a right, Evan, to defend himself?
Of course they do. We may have some bad news with the New York Yankees. So the New York Yankees posted their lineup. Wait, we haven't got to it yet.
We're not knee-deep in the middle of the guy being smacked in the face.
It's Yankee news, though.
Is it legitimate, like, oh, my God, breaking news?
I don't know about oh, my God, but I'm not happy.
I mean, it's legitimate Yankee breaking
news. Before you give it to me, because I don't know it.
Yeah.
Big Mac, 1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 being you have to stop talking about the United Airlines thing.
Yeah.
And go immediately into the Yankee story.
Yeah, I mean.
Where would you say, hey, I just broke another pair of headphones. Damn it. Tommy, I need another pair of headphones. I can't hear anything.
Well, you're a cluster.
Happens weekly.
You go through headphones more times than like you go through soda, which is incredible.
These headphones are now shot. Damn it. I need another. Just give me those Sonys, please, right there, if you don't mind. All right. Hold up your hands.
Okay.
1 to 10.
Yeah, yeah.
The Yankee news that is thank you. That's disappointing you.
Yes.
Is worthy or not worthy of us discussing the beatdown at Newark Airport?
Only because I don't have 11. Only because I don't have 11 fingers.
10?
I mean, wait, hold on. I need to chime in here.
He said it's a 10.
I want to make something clear. I do believe it's more important, as fascinating as the discussion
is. Well,
that's
part of it, too.
No, hold on.
The subject matter that we were
discussing.
Don't
attack the subject. I'm sorry. The subject's very interesting.
Okay.
I don't think this is an 11, but I definitely think it's Yankee news and worrisome enough to where we can pause the Newark Airport story with a chance to go back to it with a quick update on what may be going on with the Yankees right now. But I think you're exaggerating if you're like it's an 11.
I'm not.
Is it COVID related?
We don't know.
So somebody's not playing.
I'll explain it this way. The Yankees posted a lineup about 45 minutes ago. We haven't gotten to it yet.
We've been very busy. It's our 1 year anniversary on SNY.
There wasn't anything crazy about the lineup, so we were going to get to it when we got to it. The Yankees Twitter account, without any reasoning, just changed the lineup, and a prominent Yankee is now out of the lineup.
A prominent Yankee. He is now saying it's a 10. Out of 10 on the importance scale.
Compared to what we were
previously speaking. Did Aaron Judge broke his ankle?
See, Aaron Judge would be an 11 out of 10. It is not Aaron Judge.
He said he could go 11 if he had another finger.
And did I not disagree with him?
You did.
Thank you. Well, it's important, though.
He's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, but he's... Look, as a Yankee fan...
We were talking about who was right and wrong in fisticuffs at Newark Airport. All right, that has something to do with my decision to go 11.
He's very anti-the-story discussion and is saying...
No, I'm not anti-the-story discussion.
You
I'm just
want me to stop talking about the fight at Newark Airport.
I believe this is worthy of that, yes.
Well, we stopped talking about it.
And also, as of this moment, and we'll probably get one soon, I assume.
An update?
We're going to get an update on why this guy's out of the lineup. So when you say, is it COVID-related... It could very well be.
Is it Giancarlo?
No.
Is it Judge?
No. Wow. That's who the top two most important guys in your mind?
Is it DJ?
There you go, DJ.
DJ.
DJ LeMahieu.
But now I'm concerned because of the rest day the other day. Like, you know, oh, just giving guys days off.
That
you know,
was yesterday.
Now,
yeah.
Now he's had an off day that nobody really saw coming.
Right.
And you can justify it like Evan did with
he
what's
did.
Coming
Tampa's
ahead.
More
now
important.
All of a sudden he's a scratch late.
And so, it changes the entire look of this lineup. Like the Yankee
no
lineup
question.
Pardon me, pardon
that
me a
they
second.
Posted earlier was like, okay, so, I feel decent about it. Now the new lineup, you look at it and you say, oh my God.
Let me make sure I have this right. 45 minutes ago, DJ LeMahieu was in the lineup.
He was leading off at third base.
Now he's not in the lineup.
Put it this way, Craig.
It's COVID. It's obvious.
That could be an injury.
I don't know that.
Nah, it's not an injury.
How do you know that?
Because he didn't get hurt in the last 45
minutes.
Yeah,
but Big Mac even said.
Dude, David,
maybe,
DJ on the field.
Craig,
they're all dancing right now.
Time out. Big Mac even said, and I think it's fair to bring up until proven otherwise, he was out of the lineup last night. The explanation
yes.
we were given was off day. It may not have been an off day, though we did come into the game late. He pitched
it. That's why.
So he did play last night. Anyhow, DJ LeMahieu has been
COVID.
Scratched.
It's obviously COVID.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, first of all, no one on the team has tested positive for COVID. Everyone who's on the COVID IL, all three of them have tested negative for COVID. They're home with flu-like symptoms. In fact, Gallo and Higashioka are back with the team now feeling better. So it's not like there's been a COVID outbreak. There's been a COVID symptoms outbreak.
Yeah, no one's actually had COVID,
right.
to you, like you said.
So it's not like, oh, it's COVID because it's not... It's not like there's anybody there to give him.
Look, here's the bottom line. DJ's not in the lineup. We have no idea why. I'm sure Boone will mention it at some point. You know, I'm sure there'll be a comment. Go text him. Will he write you back or no?
Well, I mean, Boone, once I get to 4 o'clock, he's out of pocket.
Oh, he's done with you?
Well, he's got other responsibilities. I'm sorry, he's not sitting as always on his phone, right? So I don't know.
He doesn't have a special ringtone for you when you text him?
Yeah, he probably does, yeah. Blame it on the boogie. But I can reach out to other Yankee people.
So here's
and get an answer.
Yeah, get the answer. Here's the lineup. It's
Aren't
brought
there
to you
Yankee
by Jersey
reporters?
Mike's.
They don't have the answer?
Not yet.
I guarantee you it's COVID.
The lineup is
Guaranteed.
Brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. You can't guarantee that.
Here's why.
Why?
You have Donaldson, COVID protocol. Yep. Higgy, COVID protocol. Mm-hmm. Gallo,
Craig,
COVID
Craig,
protocol.
I get your rationale.
It's COVID.
I get your rationale.
It could be the flu,
and
they've all got the flu.
Well, hold on.
And
I
in
get,
this new world, you sit out with
yes,
the flu because you might have COVID.
I get your rationale.
Yeah.
You can't just say, I know.
I didn't.
You don't.
I didn't say 100%.
You just said that. I guarantee it's COVID.
I guarantee it's COVID. There's no doubt in my mind it's COVID.
Well,
you guys are crazy.
I don't want to say I hope it's COVID, but you as a Yankee fan certainly hope it's not a serious injury.
It's obviously COVID.
Well, here's the new lineup. It feels similar to last night where 5 through 9 is just, you can't trust it. Aaron Hicks is now leading off. Lead I say more, Craig. Aaron Hicks is your leadoff hitter. Aaron Judge 2, Rizzo 3, Stanton 4, Glaber 5, Andujar is playing left. IKF at short, Marwin Gonzalez at third, Trevino batting ninth and catching. That's your new Yankee lineup with DJ out.
All right, but no one cares now. Now we got to find out what's wrong with
DJ.
Well,
you're
going to
care when they play a game tonight. Of course you care. They have a 3-game losing streak.
The order's irrelevant. Now the story is, why isn't DJ LeMahieu playing?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, aren't there reporters there doing their jobs?
Yeah, they have nothing other than he's been scratched.
Come on. Like, no one's talking in the halls?
They already met with the media. Like he already met Boone. The media already met these guys. So now
during
it's like,
the original lineup prior to the scratching?
Yes.
Isn't Sweeney Murdoch at the game?
I'm sorry, who?
Sweeney Murdoch.
Who's that?
Well, that's how our hosts refer to Sweeney Murdy. Do they not? I heard Trista Crick over the weekend. Sweeney Murdoch with the update. You guys have the audio of that? Yeah, no, why would you? I have it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're the only one I sent it to.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
I have apologies, Big Mac.
No,
yeah,
I think
you
Evan sent
it to me.
I can play it off my phone.
Yeah, play it off your phone. Here's okay. Trista Crick over the weekend talking about the great Sweeney Murdy.
Sweeney Murdoch actors.
Sweeney Murdoch, that's my guy.
So does Sweeney Murdoch know why DJ LeMahieu was scratched?
Sweeney Murdoch's not allowed in the locker room. Sweeney Murdy is.
Yeah, so there you go on that.
So Sweeney Murdoch.
Are you worried now, Craig? You got to be worried.
I'm not worried at all.
3-game losing streak. DJ's banged up. You panicking, Big Mac? 1 to 10. Where's your panic level?
See, now this is a reasonable question. My panic level. My panic level is somewhere around a 3.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
Okay.
A 3?
Not bad.
It's COVID.
3.
Well, I mean, for the, you know.
What are you worried about? What are you
panicking? I'm worried about what the lineup looks like right now without him.
Did you watch the game last night?
I don't
want to
see him out for a month.
They weren't scoring runs with him.
No, no, but he gives them a better chance to score runs. And they were scoring runs the last three games. Four games.
Excuse me? You saw the last two games against the White Sox?
I just said they were scoring runs until the last three games.
I didn't hear the word until. I apologize.
Yes.
You didn't say until.
No, I did say until.
None of us heard it.
You weren't listening.
Raise of hands if you heard until. No one raised their hands.
No, all you got to do is hit that rewind button on the Odyssey app and you'll hear it.
Yeah, because that works.
Until. Yeah, if it's working.
Exactly.
If it's working, you'll hear it.
All right, so now we got to find out what's the dealio with DJ LeMahieu.
The Yankees have been very fortunate up until the last 5 days with injuries. And it's hit them hard, mostly with the bullpen depth of Chad Green and Luis Gil, and obviously Chapman with what you say is not a real injury, but some kind of injury. I wouldn't count Gallo and Higashioka as having injuries, obviously. It's just not feeling well. But they had been very fortunate until this point. So your fingers are crossed that it's nothing serious with DJ and he's all right.
I'm well aware of what it is. It's nothing serious. It'll be a couple days. Apparently, there's a longer video of this fight at the United counter at Newark. And the claim now is that the United worker did not slap first.
Really?
That the physical confrontation may have started the other way.
So this is now, Craig.
Fired anyway, though.
So this is your second time now being completely wrong.
Just because people are saying that doesn't mean they're true. They're accurate. I just have to see the entire video.
You're having a rough day today.
Am I?
David Wright's wearing a Met hat. No, he's not.
David Wright's wearing an NYPD hat for attention.
NYPD hat. Now,
I'm glad he wore it, though.
Why'd the guy get arrested? Meanwhile, we now found out he actually punched first.
Well, I mean, so you say.
You're collecting a lot of L's today,
it's my one-year anniversary. I can do whatever I want. It's like my birthday today. It's not my birthday, but it's like my birthday.
Is it really?
Except I got no gifts. Nothing.
That's not true. Apologize.
What did I get?
Look underneath your chin. No, to your left.
Is there something under the
table? I bought mint chocolate chip ice cream for us.
That doesn't count. I bought you an Italian sub.
What do you mean? So now it's a trade?
The Italian sub's twice the cost of this ice cream.
Now we're analyzing how much we spent on each other?
Are we?
No.
Is that what friends do?
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought I got you a nice gift.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I got lunch. You bought dessert.
And I appreciate it. See? Big happy family.
There you go. Any update on your guys' end on the DJ LeMahieu story?
Yeah, well, there are some reports now. The Yankees are...
I'm sorry? What are the reports?
I guess you saw the...
No, I didn't see anything. Yeah, but I'm asking. What are the reports?
I have no idea. What are the reports?
Well, there's one report that the Yankees are expected to announce more COVID.
Oh, what?
Players. Yes.
No.
Yeah. I never said you were wrong. We said I worry.
What?
It's not that.
Yeah, we...
It's like...
What?
This is you manufacturing wins. Good for you, but, you know.
You know what?
I mean, it was so obvious.
Craig,
I'm going to defend you right now,
Thank
Craig.
Thank you.
Big Mac. In all seriousness.
Yes.
Craig's had a rough day today with losses.
Oh, that's a defense.
Can we let him manufacture this win?
You can tell from the beginning of the show. The whole open was about trying to prove he's right about Gerrit Cole's not an ace. That was the whole open of the show. The whole open of the show was, I told you guys the guy's not an ace. Despite the fact that he's been brilliant for the last five starts, I knew he would have a slip up, and now I'm going to pounce. That was the whole open of the show.
Well,
Craig's
you missed
right.
the part where he blamed David Wright for wearing a Mets hat when it was really an NYPD hat. You forgot that one.
Well, right. That was a mistake.
he's exacting revenge for a poker night against David Wright.
He cheated.
Right. So he's exacting revenge. He's trying to prove himself right, and now he's collecting wins. It's a Craig show. He's got all three. It's a trifecta.
All I'm saying is, how you guys didn't see that this was COVID fascinating.
No one said it wasn't COVID.
We said it wasn't.
You can't guarantee it is.
Oh, that's all.
Come on. It was so obvious.
Well,
what are we doing? He was in the lineup. Now he's not in the lineup. He didn't get hurt in 45 minutes.
Yeah, but there were injuries.
Even though there was no joke. I guess one of Stan's buddies is a DJ.
Yeah.
So they have a DJ on the field behind the netting so he doesn't get hit with a line drive, which would actually be pretty funny.
Yes.
But hurtful, so we don't want that to happen. And the guys are grooving right now.
Yeah.
I like that. Loosey-goosey.
So what's the report? That there are more guys not feeling well or more
and again,
COVID
I only saw it one place and not from the typical guys, but...
So then what are you even repeating it
because
for?
He asked me what the new report was because we got tweeted at it. I think he saw it. So Dan Clark Sports.
Now, Dan Clark Sports is a fake.
Oh, is it a fake?
What are we doing?
Okay, there you go.
Come
Boom.
On. You went with the Fugazi account?
Come on. That guy's famous for saying Manny Machado signs with the Yankees.
He did?
Is Manny Machado with the Yankees?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that guy was.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you.
He saw it because we all got tweeted it. He gave me the face, and I was like, I'll give it to you. I saw the report.
Well, don't give us that.
And I'm sorry.
So you got
there was one report.
Yeah, and the one report is from a guy who said Manny Machado signed with the Yankees a few years ago.
Is that a fake report or someone just got it wrong one time?
I remember that guy's Twitter account, and then he got roasted by
everybody. You want to go through everything? Ken Rosenthal's got some stories wrong, too. Is he a fake reporter?
Sometimes.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the entire video. So they do square off, talking smack. And then, at least in this video, while the guy's in, like, fight pose, he's ready to fight,
right.
Langley does actually hit him first. But they're both like, you want some? Come get some. That kind of
stuff. So Langley hit him first.
But the other guy is like ready to go. No, he's threatening.
And he also ducked out of the way a couple of times. No, Langley's got to be arrested.
Langley,
you have to agree with
three or four punches first.
But Langley's got to be arrested. You come around on that?
I don't agree with that.
You don't?
I don't.
So let me, hold on.
This guy wanted to fight in the worst way.
Let me get this straight.
So if you want to fight, I'm your Huckleberry.
Let me get this straight. So
the
guy at the airport is told by someone who works there, hey, we need that wheelchair. Stop using your luggage for the wheelchair.
When you put it that way.
Okay. Football player says no, then proceeds to punch the guy who works for the airlines.
What?
Guy who works
on.
For the airlines says, okay, let's go. And you're saying the guy who refused to give up the wheelchair.
Wasn't that simple, Evan? Wasn't that simple?
I think I described it really well.
The guy comes out from behind the counter in a threatening manner.
Threatening.
And he's like, come on, let's go.
Right.
Come on. Okay. Come on. Let's go. Okay, maybe not. No. Okay.
Maybe no.
And then goes, slap. Yeah. Cuz got his ass kicked is what happened.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I mean, simple assault's what, a misdemeanor? No big deal, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal, but he definitely deserves to be arrested.
$100 out of jail, do some community service call today.
And he got some good attention on Twitter. He went viral.
Here's the real problem for Langley. He's playing in the CFL, whatever that season is.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to let him cross the border.
Oh, yeah. That could be a problem.
Right?
That could be a problem.
Because this whole thing is adjudicated. He ain't going to play ball.
Yeah.
But he could play for the Jets all day.
I'll pass.
Oh, tell Joe Douglas, call this guy up.
I'll pass.
Why? This is the kind of guy we need.
A guy gets
Jets.
Into a physical altercation with an airlines worker for refusing to give up a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And your response is, the Jets should bring him in.
Or the Giants. I'm good. Jets and Giants, sign this guy.
This guy gets mad at me for disagreeing with him too much.
Here's why.
Should I agree with that? You know what, Craig?
Thanks.
You're right.
Here's the
best. Let's bring him in.
Here's the best part.
What?
The airline guy's bloodied and dazed.
Yeah.
And he's coming back for more. Langley could have really hurt him, and he doesn't hit him again.
So, should we give him a cookie?
That's called restraint.
No, it's not.
That's called maturity. Yep.
You want his payroll?
I want that guy in the Jets.
I'll
now,
pass.
If the Giants get him, I'm good with that, too. But I want him in New York.
I'll pass.
Immediately.
I'm good.
I like this guy.
Joe Douglas is looking for character guys. Joe Douglas is not signing somebody.
I thought Bart Scott said the Jets need a couple criminals.
Yeah, he did say that.
Did he not say that?
He did say that.
Yeah. Okay. I found one.
You know what you should do?
I got one for you.
I think you should text Joe Douglas the video and say, hey, Joe, doing some scouting work for you. You're welcome.
Well, I already sent a video of you running down to first base. I got to leave him alone a little bit.
And what did he say about my video again?
Tremendous effort.
Thank you, Joe.
I think it was.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, pal.
I think that's what it was.
He's up there on my GM list. He's
my guy.
I reached
out to the Yankees to ask about DJ.
What do you got?
But I didn't know how to spell LeMahieu.
Oh, come on. L-E-M.
Okay. L-E-M. That's what I wrote.
No.
What?
That's not how I wrote it. LeMahieu.
I mean, is that accurate?
Yes.
LeMahieu. Is that accurate?
Yes.
MAHIEU.
Yeah,
and
no.
By the way, the M is capital in LeMahieu.
LeMahieu,
yeah.
That's not how I went.
How'd you go? I'm so curious.
DJ?
I went DJ. Yeah. I got that part. And then I went, because, you know, you got let them know exactly who you're talking about, right?
Sure, it could be another DJ.
It could be the DJ on the field playing music. I don't know.
Right.
I went with this.
Go.
And I'm acknowledging it's wrong, so beat me up if you'd like to. LEM. Good so far.
Good so
far.
EIUX. What?
Yeah.
EUX?
Like Lemieux?
Like he's from New Orleans? I mean, or French, I should say.
I wrote, how's you DJ Lemieux?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
He's getting ready for game 5.
Oh,
the Yankees are going to write back, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So did they respond or no?
They're checking right now.
Oh, they're checking.
I was told he seems okay, checking. So it's COVID, clearly.
If he's with the team, it's not COVID.
Well, he's probably checking with Cashman. What happened, I imagine. Yeah. I don't know if they test every day. I don't know if you have symptoms, yeah, so
that's
right?
What, like, because your explanation about the lineup thing, it doesn't necessarily hold water. Because what do you do? Get, it, like, really sick on. Over the last 20 minutes?
Listen, if a guy's in the lineup,
yes,
right,
mm-hmm.
and 45 minutes later.
It happens all the time, you know that,
a guy's
right?
taken out of the lineup.
Right. Again, I want to
during a period of time.
It happens a lot.
During a period of time
yeah.
when COVID or some connection to COVID, which we now know, is going through the particular clubhouse, it clearly does not take a brain
surgery. You're putting me
to
in,
get that right.
And Big Mac in a tough spot because I don't want DJ to be hurt.
No, neither do I.
But you're making me passionately
rude. How
did
he get hurt?
It's baseball. He could have tweaked something
in 45 minutes.
Are you new to baseball?
When?
Like, have you not heard about guys getting scratched before games? It happens
but
like
when
once a week.
When did he get hurt? Yes, Tommy?
I really hate to be the person to announce this, but the Yankees have sent out a tweet.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Hold on.
I can bring
Hold
it in for
on.
You, Craig, if you'd like, or I could be the one to say.
Can I just see it first, please?
I have no problem. It's just going to take me. It's
no,
go
no,
to
no, 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 no,
okay.
no, no, no.
The New
no,
York
no.
Yankees.
You go to
I am, because you are not
going
to.
Don't you do it,
official
Evan.
Twitter account just tweeted
don't
something.
Don't you do it, Evan.
Oh, what an unfortunate situation for Craig. Go ahead. Huh? Why don't you announce it? I saw what it was.
I got to find
And DJ, I wish you all the best, pal. I wish nothing ill towards DJ LeMahieu and his health.
What's
go ahead,
their,
Craig.
What's their account?
You just type in New York Yankees.
Oh, here. Josh Donaldson placed on COVID IL.
DJ LeMahieu was scratched from tonight's game.
Don't say what.
And why don't you give it the reason?
I don't know the reason yet.
I guarantee it's COVID were his words. And by the way, Big Mac, if you want to go back 5-10 minutes and find those clips so we can play it over and over again, you're
no
more
thanks.
Than welcome.
No, thanks.
I know you're bothered.
Seems like you guys agreed with me about 4 minutes ago.
No, he said it could be.
Because he told me that there was a report that it was COVID.
I said there was one report.
He repeated a fake report from a guy who made up a story.
And I never said DJ's name.
Oh, stop.
I didn't.
Talking about
Go ahead. Well, what the Yankees
I got it
now, Craig.
Well, this is really, this is tough.
Go ahead.
Tough one to swallow. Having a tough day.
By the way, you're killing Yankee fans who are listening right now saying, tell us what's wrong with him.
Okay. DJ LeMahieu spelled LeMahieu, by the way, capital M, capital L, has been scratched from tonight's game. What level is this going?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What happened?
With what?
With Lewis's discomfort.
You got to say that again.
I do not understand English.
I did not understand what you said.
Left.
Wrist.
Discomfort.
Is that code for COVID?
Might be.
Okay. So DJ LeMahieu feels fine. He does not have COVID, right? After you guarantee to our audience
may
that...
may not have COVID after
I guarantee
all.
He has COVID?
Clearly, this was a COVID situation that panned out differently.
What?
This was the type of situation where I'm going to have to deal with this one for a little while.
Yeah, you will. You've taken a lot of losses today. This is your third.
Yeah.
So it's left wrist discomfort, which could be, by the way, this could be concerning.
No, it could be.
It is concerning.
It very well could be.
I mean, who knows how serious this is? Who knows if this turns into an IL stint? I think Big Mac brings up a great point that maybe last night's quote-unquote off day was related to this. He did come into the game late as a pinch hitter.
There's no question.
So he did play.
Now there's no question.
There's no question.
You feel a certain way. Okay.
No, they just announced an injury, Craig.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up.
They didn't announce it yesterday.
No, I know.
They
just sat him down.
Planned day off. Correct?
Do you believe them? You don't believe that Aroldis Chapman's hurt, by the way.
I just
want you on the record.
I do not.
So they're lying about Chapman.
Well, here's my question.
And in DJ's case, they were being honest?
Well, but here's my question.
Go ahead.
You guys said, and I take you at your word, because you saw it, obviously, that an hour ago or so, when the Yankees put out the original lineup for tonight, he was in it.
Correct.
So that leads me to believe yesterday he did not have discomfort in his wrist. That's not a leap of faith.
No.
Right?
It could be a million different things. First of all, he could have suffered that injury in his at-bat when he grounded out. It could have been a minor thing where Aaron said, you know what, let's give you an off day, but I feel good enough for you to pinch hit late in the game, which
sure.
he did. And then maybe he re-aggravated it during batting practice. There's a million different ways this could have happened, but the idea of him being scratched, like guys get scratched all the time.
You think it happened choking the chicken?
Why say that again?
What happened?
Which chicken? What chicken are we talking about?
I don't know. The one he was choking.
Why is your wrist sore?
My wrist's killing me. I got tendonitis. No, all the way up to the elbow.
Oh, boy.
Is he sexting chickens?
Oh, I listen. If you're yet now, so 1 to 10. So here's what's interesting. 20 minutes ago, Big Mac, being a legitimate diehard Yankee fan, said the mere fact that he was scratched from the game before we knew why caused you concern at a 3 level out of 10.
Yes.
Now you know, according to the Yankees, why he's out. Yeah. Left wrist soreness. Where is your concern level now?
For the team or DJ LeMahieu?
Well, what did you answer last time?
The team.
Okay, so for the team, where are you at now?
Now
you're at a 3.
Now I'm at a 4.5, 5.
Wow.
I mean, it's still a writer. Just like
you're bordering on
like concern over the next few weeks, not the whole season. Just,
Big Mac,
you know.
Big Mac. It could be minor enough to where he's back in the lineup tomorrow. No big deal.
Unless
or
he
could end up needing surgery and be on the injured list and miss half the year. And remember, DJ.
Hence the concern.
No, I get you.
I don't know.
And DJ is also coming off a season in which he sucked. And then the explanation at the end of the year was, well, he was hurt, which we believe, by the way.
We do believe it.
Now,
if
you look up right now, despite that grand slam the other day, DJ LeMahieu's numbers are not great.
Not great.
It's not like DJ LeMahieu has figured it all out. You know what DJ LeMahieu is batting, Craig?
Go.
Do you know?
Go.
250.
Yeah.
Like, this has really been overall, statistically, a continuation more so of last year's DJ LeMahieu than 19 or 20 DJ LeMahieu.
He's not the machine.
He didn't hit the ball hard last year. He's been better this year. It's not as good as the 2 years
prior. But it's
prior.
Closer to last year than it was 19 or 20.
That's fair.
So is this something that's been lingering? I don't know. When Aaron Boone meets the media after the game or makes another comment, we'll know more about it. But
I got more.
Of course it'd be concerned.
I have more information for you.
Go.
Aroldis Chapman, 15-day injured list. With invented left Achilles tendonitis.
Invented.
Kyle Higashioka has been reinstated from the COVID list, so you have 2 catchers now.
3 catchers.
3, that's right. They did bring a guy up. That's right.
He also broke up a perfect game over the weekend, Rob.
There you go.
So they're keeping a 3rd catcher for the night. I guess they'll then bring up a pitcher tomorrow, I assume.
Yeah, so
and send Brantley back down.
No matter who we are, teams don't avoid the injury bug.
Well,
happens to everybody.
We have been very fortunate with both teams until recently to have avoided the injury bug. The Mets and the Yankees had been relatively healthy until about the last week and a half. The Mets got started with Tyler McGill, obviously continued with Max Scherzer. DeGrom was before the season. And now the Yankees have been hit with Chad Green, Luis Gil, Aroldis Chapman, DJ LeMahieu. And if you want to include the COVID stuff, Joey's going
to
have Kyle Higashioka.
I mean, you almost have to include it.
But again, the Yankees have a night where this lineup, 5 through 9, does not scare you. I mean, it scares Yankee fans, but it's certainly not scaring the Orioles.
I mean, you better beat the Orioles tonight, because you're going to tell me that the 2 series you've lost this month, they're both against the Orioles. And the White Sox.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, that ain't good. And then if you lose your 4th consecutive game, we call that a streak.
Well, the other problem is you got the Rays coming in this weekend, or you're going to Tampa Bay this weekend, and the Rays are right there.
Yeah.
Like, as great of a start as the Yankees gotten off to, the Rays are very quietly hung in there. And going into this series over the weekend, they may be 3-2 games ahead. We'll see.
Do you think that, like, if you're driving to Yankee Stadium tonight, and now you're listening to us and you just got the news that LeMahieu's out because of a wrist soreness, whatever, Chapman's on the 15-day injured list, blah, 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 blah. They obviously didn't play well yesterday. You go in there with a different attitude now or no? Like, are you less amped up about the great start?
I mean, you're still 29-13. Yeah. You're still 4.5 games up. But, I think it's been dampened the last few days.
But about the start, it makes me happier about the start because we needed it.
Like, the vibe's going to be off a little bit, right?
A little bit. But this is why you get off to a great start, and that's what the benefit is of it.
The vibe is going to be different because you're going to go to the game tonight saying, wait a minute, how long is LeMahieu going to be out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's concerning. I think the Yankees have hit a point in this season where record-wise you feel good. They have given themselves a lead, but there is now some concerns. There's concerns in the bullpen. There's concerns in this lineup now. You've got 2 outfielders who just haven't hit. Like, Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks just haven't performed enough. And I've always said to you, it'll take care of itself. Well, we're sitting here near Memorial Day, and the way it's taking care of itself is both guys have proven they shouldn't play every day.
Yeah.
The problem is you need alternatives. That's why tonight, it's a big night for Miguel Andujar. It's a chance to hit
Get on base. That's
right. And then prove, hey, I should stick around. I should take at-bats away from Joey Gallo.
Yeah. By the way, the same site that Big Mac went to for the COVID news is reporting that DJ hurt his wrist while swabbing his nostril during a COVID test. You want to go with that one too, Big Mac, or no?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have reported that one.
Yeah, when you would have let that one
go.
You would have self-edited on that?
No. And to be fair, I said there's one report, and it's suggesting the Yankees are now 10
more. I'm sorry.
I got to tell you,
Craig, I never said,
if this, I'm in lockstep on that, you lose on that
If this was the morning show, it would be understood because they've been fooled before. We have taken great pride in avoiding being fooled.
We have.
Now, it's happened, but it very rarely does it happen.
Happened once.
He looked Evan's me fault. Dead in the face.
Yeah.
I didn't turn on my mic and say, hey, guys, guess what? I was looked dead in the face and said, hey, do you have any more updates? And I said, well, there's this one update that has
from a well-renowned guy who made up news about Manny Machado.
Listen,
come on. Well,
I know. Okay, that's fair. I didn't know this guy. I didn't know offhand that immediately that guy was a fake.
The name of the account, Scratch My Balls, wasn't
enough. No, it's not. Stop it.
That should have given it away.
That didn't give it away?
No.
Testicle nose wasn't enough of a giveaway?
Testicle nose?
You thought that was a real MLB insider site?
It could be. You know.
So two balls, one bat? You didn't realize that was fake?
So now I've got a question for you, Craig.
Oh, boy. Enough questions. I'm having you're ruining my anniversary.
No, there's no negative to this.
Yeah.
This is actually just an interesting question.
Good, I'll eat my ice cream.
When I brought up to you in the midst of the discussion about that fight at Newark Airport, hey, we got some Yankee news.
Yeah.
You turn to me, you turn to Big Mac and says, is this worthy of interrupting such a fascinating story?
Yeah, I did ask that question.
Now that everything has been settled,
we
found out DJ was scratched, we found out what DJ's injury was, now knowing all the information, was it an 11...
Was it a
10?
No.
Was it an 8?
Not
even close.
What was it, in your opinion?
2.
A 2?
No, you ruined the whole mojo of the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm sure I did.
You're going to hurt yourself with the sports crowd.
I know.
They're going to kill you for this.
That's what you did. That's all you did is weaken a nation. You know? That's all you did. That's Colonel Jessup, Few Good Men. Hopefully everyone understood the reference.
I have.
Tom Cruise was in that
movie, yes.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was in that movie.
Thank you.
Good call, Evan. Way to go. Name 2 other actors in that movie.
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jesus.
Demi Moore was in that movie.
Uh-huh.
I call her Demi because we're very, very close.
All good, yeah.
You know what? This is a wild guess because this guy's in every movie.
Take a guess.
Kevin Bacon.
My man.
There you go.
Good job.
Bang, boom, bang.
Well done, sir. You did not embarrass yourself.
Thanks, Loogie.
I mean, you're right. You're damn right. I knew. You're always supposed to give me information.
I'm a producer.
The audience likes it when he doesn't know the answer to movie
questions. He would have drowned on it for like 15 minutes.
I would have gotten Demi. I wouldn't have gotten Bacon. Yeah.
How many names did you give him?
Both.
He gave me Demi and Bacon.
Oh, he had no idea. He's seen one movie, Planet of the Apes.
He gave you Demi Moore and Kevin Bacon?
Demi Moore was at the tip of my tongue.
No, it wasn't.
Come on, I'm a big Demi Moore fan.
Are you?
Indecent Disclosure?
Bro. That wasn't
the name of the movie.
Indecent Yes.
No.
It was Disclosure. It was Disclosure.
Thank you, Disclosure.
There's a movie by itself, Disclosure. He's mixing up Indecent Proposal and
there's
Disclosure.
Disclosure.
Correct.
And there's Indecent Proposal.
Correct. I was right.
They're two different movies.
Correct. He jumbled the names.
You can't go Indecent Disclosure and get credit for both.
Yeah, I can.
One.
Although that would be interesting, those two concepts.
They were both really good movies.
They were.
I'm with you on
they
that.
Were good.
Yeah, she's very aggressive in Disclosure.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Very aggressive.
That was some movie,
that's
right?
That's some voicemail they leave.
That is. Yes. Do you remember the name of the email account that communicates with Michael Douglas, Evan?
No.
You cannot.
I wasn't thinking about the email account.
It's kind of like three words put together. If you think about it.
In my mail.
Tell him, Big Mac.
I thought it was a friend, so I don't know why it's...
Oh, I thought it was I am friend.
No,
is it
it's
a friend?
A friend,
right,
Arthur friend.
On the same page. Yeah. Arthur friend. There you go. All right. I thought it was I am friend. A friend.
So victories for me.
You asked the question, you didn't even know the answer?
No, I knew the answer.
Counts as another L for you.
No, yeah. I'm not taking
the victories just keep on rolling in.
For whom?
For me.
How are you getting a victory?
Well, you're not getting victories. It's more about Craig getting losses,
dude. I got the thing right and
you
got a rule.
You reported that.
I didn't report anything.
But Craig Jones said he had a COVID outbreak.
Big Mac, I love you.
Body parts.
I love you. This is about Craig taking losses. This is not even about me getting wins. I have no wins today.
No, you don't.
I run like Babe Ruth from 100 years ago. It's about our dear friend, and he is our friend, and we love him.
You don't run like Babe Ruth.
It's about Craig Carton taking a massive amount of losses in one day.
I get it.
So not about you.
Yeah.
All about Baldy. Got it? Good.
Got it.
Well, good. Sexual harassment.
I apologize.
I don't accept. HR, get him on the phone right now. Yeah, I've been sexually harassed here in the workplace by him calling me bald. If only we were broadcasting in London. Damn it. 877-337-6666. Wow. Seems like the Yankees are falling apart. We'll get your take on that next on The Fan.
New York Tri-State.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did this first for TV. I apologize.
Are you
That's
sure?
That's on me. Yeah. That's on me. Well, I lost my focus today because it's our one-year anniversary, and SNY didn't get us anything. Grubhub loves restaurants.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Like, they have a Grubhub account. They couldn't buy us a couple, burritos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.